Great. Okay. So what are we talking about again? We're back to Pajama Bosses Results Academy. So if you're not clear on that, a couple weeks ago, starting October 12th, I kicked off a series. It's an eight-week, you know, presentation that these people do. They're out of Australia, Brisbane. They have a great accent. They're young kids, and they've been doing network marketing for almost 10 years. They're very, very successful. They're not in Manitech, and I don't know what company they're in because they didn't build this website for those purposes. They want to help everybody. But it's cute. I like their material. Lydia came across it. I looked at it, and I said, this is fun stuff. And it kind of highlights to us again, once again, the critical importance of doing certain things and why we're doing them. And so getting a review of them is a great thing, especially as we are getting close to getting into the new year. Or for me, we're trying to finish off this year with what? A bang. B-A-N-G, the biggest bang we can think of. So the idea is let's make as many things happen between now and the end of the year to set us up for success in 2016 as well as increasing that check. So anyway, so this is Pajama Bosses Results Academy. If you choose to go online and sign up for it yourself, I think it's like $39.99 for the whole program. But what I'm doing for you guys, and I started October 12th, is I'm going through two of their weeks every week. Last week we did something different because we had essential oils, and I thought that was critically important to just give people a basic bare bones beginning idea of what they are, what you can do, what you can't do, and hopefully you enjoyed that call. It's now posted as well on ManaTrain, so you can use it to educate your organization on essential oils on a real basic level, right? So valuable to use in the future, and that's why we get literally thousands of hits on our ManaTrain website on a weekly basis, because we understand you guys enjoy tapping into some of those resources. So, but this is a great program, and it's about you really getting the guts of what this business is about. It's great for brand new people, and it's great for you to just build some more momentum in your business, because that's what we want to do, is build momentum. So Pajama Bosses Results Academy, transform your business in 8 weeks, and today we're going to cover week 3 and 4. What did we cover back on October 12th? Well, we kicked it off, and we covered two of the core four. In other words, building a list, how we build a list, why we build a list, all the things, intricacies that go into that. We also covered contact and invite, right? Those are the things that we covered in week 1 and 2. Week 3 and 4 are going to cover collecting decisions, and we'll talk about that languaging, and running and promoting events. So let's walk through that. Okay, so here we go. Collecting decisions. Well, you know, sometimes people look at that and go, collecting decisions, what does that mean? Well, because people make decisions to do something and they make decisions not to do something, right? So sometimes when you go, oh, I got to go close people, maybe language that you might think about using is collecting decisions instead. Because then if you don't close them, you're not a failure. So many of you get so upset when somebody doesn't sign up with ManaTech. And I'm like going, okay, well, if you look at the statistics that the average person closes not average, but somebody that, you know, is trained a little bit and has expertise or using three-way calls is about 2 out of 10, right, a 20% sign-up ratio. So if you get discouraged over everybody you don't sign up, what percentage of your time in this business are you going to be spending being discouraged? 80%. You know, it's like, okay, should I take a gun to my head and just do that, right? So you just go, wow, that's an interesting way to look at it, Mary Jo, right? Isn't it? So it's kind of like, this is why I can get joy in whether somebody signs up or doesn't sign up. I mean, sure, I want to impact their lives, and I know what the products will do, and I'd love to have them in my business because I love having people around me that I can help with self-development and other areas of growth besides just, you know, transforming their life with regard to the products, you know, but and the business opportunity with additional cash flow. But the idea is that some people just aren't going to want to do it. And that's why we go through that cycle of seeing how many people are just not in a looking zone or how many people are never going to be interested. Like my husband, you would have never signed my husband up in a million years in network marketing. And it's not that he has a distaste for network marketing. He just believes in the J-O-B. That's his life. That's how he was raised. That's how he was brought up. He's not going to shift. He is who he is. He's stuck. Can we say stuck? Well, yeah, you could say stuck. But you know what? That is him. So I get it because I have that example right in my life. I live with this man. So we all have those. So collecting decisions is kind of a neat way of putting it, because then it's about whether it's a yes or a no. So you can go, well, I'm going to go out and close people today. No, I'm going to go out and collect decisions today. Notice the language. Maybe it helps you, maybe it doesn't. I thought it was good languaging. I kind of like that. And that's what they call their system. So, and we know the system. Build a list, contact, invite, present, follow up, and close, right? And then those are the four basics that we always talk about, the four core. And, of course, there's always the concept of we have to get people started as well, which they bring up and train in their pajama party or Pajama Bosses Results Academy. So let's jump into step three, presenting, because there are a lot of us on the call today that kind of get stuck in presentations. I know that. And especially when you have a brand new person, it's very difficult to do. Their ideas, and they make these a must in their training program and how they grew their business to huge proportions in 9-10 years. Is that they not only want to get good at live events, in other words, have live events on a weekly basis and get good at, you know, presenting, whether it's, you know, home parties or one-on-ones or two-on-ones, whatever that is, that live presentation. But they also are adamant about recorded presentations. Always have the availability of people being able to tap into a recorded presentation. So, and we have that with Manatech Live. I don't think we necessarily do a great job of that. In fact, some of the things I'm going to talk about today brought up ideas for me to kind of shift and support at least my organization, maybe, you know, open it up to Manatech when the November meetings come about PBRs and PCCs. And again, we're going to talk about those so that they really impact all of you guys. And I know one time Manatech went in that direction, but the idea to have, you know, kind of like webinars on a weekly basis that Manatech associates do, that besides the Tuesday Night Live, which seems to be the same thing, but have video recordings as well as, you know, a live one present for everybody on a weekly basis so that you always have access to those in a way that makes some really direct correlation to building your business. Because I love Manatech Live, but I'm not sure how highly it's used. I know people tap back into trainings we do, but how many people are using all the videos and passing those out, and are they the best in terms of structured to have the greatest impact on the field? That's another thing. What are the results we're triggering from those? And I'm a results person. I don't know about you guys, but I want results. The other things they say that you should have is, you know, a tablet, you know, an iPad or a tablet or something to be able to do one-on-one so you have all the slides and presentations. And I think we have a lot of great stuff that we can put on tablets to show people in addition to the Tuesday Night Live presentation and the Transform Your Lifestyle. So you have that to use. You have tons of youth videos. So there's a lot of great stuff out there, but maybe better organized and structured so it's easier to understand, especially for a brand new person, what to pick and choose to use. So looking at that as well, but those are important. And then printed slides for one-on-one or home meeting, like your flip chart with Transform Your Life if you're doing one-on-one at Starbucks or, you know, even in a home meeting, you might have five people sitting around a table and flipping through that. I think that's great. And handing out the new trifolds if you don't, or fivefolds. If you don't have those, you're missing out because those are a blast to use. But the idea here, too, people, is don't reinvent the wheel. Don't reinvent the wheel, right? Do not reinvent the wheel. Because if you're trying to, you know, so many of us go out there and we try to do something better and prove this or do that, and we're just constantly in reinventing the wheel, you're going to spend all your time doing that instead of just using the professional tools that the company has because they work. So use those, and you'll see how they work and important. Okay, so we got that. Presenting, that's really critical. And make sure, you know, when you get into that scripting of, like we talked about last week about inviting, you got to know what you're inviting to because there's so many things we can invite people to. You know, a lot of people say contact and invite means you're inviting them to a presentation. Well, what is a presentation? Because you can contact and invite somebody to listen to a phone call, to receive materials that you're transmitting by email, to, you know, go on YouTube, to, you know, a recorded presentation, whatever. There are a lot of things we invite people to, a one-on-one, a home party, a two-on-one. There's probably 20 options, 30, 40 options. I mean, I don't want to put a limit on them because you're all creative. But you know what you're inviting them to. Be really clear on what that direction is for you, for each one of the people you're talking to. All right? Great. So presenting. And again, if you're the one doing the presenting, you want to perfect your presentation. And how do you do that? You learn from the masters. you tape yourself, you listen back, you see the inadequacies, you make corrections, adjust the language, adjust the posture, adjust the eye contact, whatever it is, you want to be the best you can be, because by being the best you can be, you're increasing the percentages. So instead of signing 1 to 2 up out of 10, maybe you sign up 4 out of 10. Or instead of signing 1 up out of 20, which has been your past, maybe you multiply it, you have a 100% increase and sign up 2 out of 20. And then you have a 200% increase and sign 4 out of 20. Just because you work on you first, right? Work on you. And that doesn't mean you wait 10 years before you're perfect. It means that you get help from upline until you reach that, but you're constantly and consistently working on you to be the best you can be at presenting. Step 4 is collecting decisions, a.k.a. closing. That's the biggie, right? Collecting decisions. Now, the idea is that we want to know people's dreams before we ever go after them for collecting decisions. Because if you don't know somebody's dream, then you have no idea what their what is. It's called the hot button. Everybody has one. Some people have 10, but most of us have at least one that's most critical to us. And you want to recognize what that is before what? Do you do that before or after the presentation? Do you do it before you close them? Find out right before you close them. No. I'm going to suggest you do that before you even invite them. In other words, when you're in the process of meeting somebody or getting to know somebody, try to discover what their hot button is. You know, that's why you look at some of the books out there like Paula Pritchard's and some of the other people, and they say, you know, I love to, she goes out and just meets people. I love to do that every day. In fact, I was laughing at myself in Lubbock. When we stopped at a light in the streets of Lubbock, there was a girl with her window down and her dog hanging his head out. And so I immediately rolled down my window and started a conversation. I didn't talk Manitech. I just was laughing about how cute her dog was hanging his head out, blah, blah, blah. And she told me, he's my baby, but not for long because I'm pregnant. I'm about to have my own baby. And I was like, congratulations. It's so awesome. It was just, we talked for less than 1 minute. But it's the interaction, right? We constantly are interacting with people everywhere we go. And that's what we want to be doing. So we want to be sure that we're out there always, you know, meeting people, getting to know them. And when we get to know people, we hear from them what their passion is or what's missing in their life or what they'd like their life to be like, because they'll also openly talk about whether a financial issue or a health issue or something. It's amazing how people open up like that without knowing you very well. But if you have a heart and a passion and you show you care, you'll hear a lot of that. And that's capturing their dream. It's capturing what moves them. It's capturing what their need is today. So you want to capture that because you're going to be using it in the process of what? Closing them, collecting decisions. You're going to be using it in that process. So it's important that if you don't know anything about somebody and you try to close them, how many of you have done that and you felt it was kind of awkward or superficial, or you felt like you're gaming somebody, or you felt like you were had to be a super salesman? Do you follow me? When you don't know what's important to the other person, you're going to always position yourself into, am I a super salesman? When you know what the person's need is or want is or desire is or what their dream is, then you're going to be in the realm of, wow, I can help this person transform their life in the way they want to. And now you all of a sudden become in a support system role, a loving role, a caring about person, helping them achieve the goals they want in their life. Difference, right? Yeah. So that's why you want to know people's dreams. And then in doing the presentation, of course, you know, the presentation has already been done. You know their dream. You're presenting to them, and then the fortune comes with that follow up after the presentation. And so, how do you do the follow up? And these guys talk a lot about the follow up from a perspective of, you know, the perfect kind of follow up questions. They're saying, what do we want to make sure happens to us in the follow-up script. And they came out with 3 questions that they love to ask, and this is after 10 years of experience. You know, they just say, of course, we've heard this before. What did you like best? We do that all the time on the phone when we send stuff out. You always keep it positive. So that's why, what do you like most or what did you like best from what you've seen so far? And they, you know, they'll answer. So it keeps everything on an up and up in a very positive note. And then the second thing is, after you talk about that, you go, do you have any questions? because you want to answer their questions, don't you? Now, some of you go, no, Mary Jo, because I don't know if I have the answers. Well, that's great. You can always say, that's a great question. Let me get you that answer if you don't know. That's why when you're brand new, you try to bring along your upline or you do a three-way call, something that's going to be able to afford the person that questions the answers that they're looking for. So, but you want to always have that available in terms of, you know, how do I answer the questions? Don't shy away from asking just because you don't know, because you can find out. So do you have any questions? And if you answer their questions, that what are you doing? You're unblocking them from being frozen into going into closing. If they have a bunch of questions, are they going to close? Only because you badger them into it. So the idea is, do you have any questions? Do you have any more? Is there anything else I can answer for you, right? And then the third step that they talk about is using language like, when do you want to get started? Or you use language like, if you don't have any more questions, when would you like to get started? Now, that's the language that they chose for the Pajama Bosses Results Academy, which I think is great language, right? I happen to use what I call the super assume close. When I finish answering somebody's questions, they have no more questions. I said, well, great, no more questions. Let's get started. Are you ready? Notice the difference. Let's get started. Are you ready? And sometimes I don't even say, are you ready? I just go, let's get started. So how does it look for you? Do you look at, you want to do this as a business, the $4.99 pack or the $169? So the decision, I transferred the decision from do I get started to now they need to make a decision on which pack. We're beyond the do I get started. That's called assume close. It's my favorite. I've been using it all my life. It's because it's how I think and where I come from. When I get questions answered, then I'm ready to get, I need to know next step, and that's how I deliver it to other people. Let's get started. Are you ready? If you want to ask, are you ready? That's fine, but again, let's get started. In looking at the opportunity here, we talked about two different kinds of ways to get started. So you ask which way. Okay? Clear. Let's get started. Collecting a decision and commitment, we don't buy into excuses. So if people start bringing excuses to you, you know what? We collect decisions and commitments, not excuses. Not excuses. So what do we do with excuses? Well, some of the excuses become what we call objections. And when you get started in this business, if you're new today or even if you're not new, because, you know, I just did a training this weekend and I talked about the four core activities, right? And we all know what the four core activities are, right? Contact, invite, contact list, contact and invite, present, and follow up and close. And I said, how many in this room believe they're professional? Because I said, become professional at these four activities. And you dramatically increase your percentage of signups. And you absolutely are off the charts self-confident in sharing this with anyone. But if you're not proficient, professional, it's going to be a lot harder, isn't it? So we build ourselves to get there. And out of the whole group of people I was training, only two people felt they were professional at those four things. So you want to get to be professional at those four things. It's critically important. But one of the things you want to do as a new person too, or even as where you are today, is have basic core responses down to some of the basic objections that might come up. And the three most common objections, and I can't tell you this is statistic for the worldwide, but I do believe these are some of the ones people hear most often. Number one is I don't have time. Number two is I don't have the money. And number three, I don't think I can do it. So you have to be ready to respond to those things, right? If you can, and I don't know if everyone on this call can respond to those things, but if you can't, get a response down. Work with your upline, work with crossline, read books about it. I'm going to give you some information on it right now, kind of how I do it. But the idea is that if you have these down pat, if they just flow off your tongue, it's easier to get through a conversation so you don't freeze when somebody comes up with an objection. So you don't have to worry about the other ones. If people come up with other ones, you just go, wow, that's interesting. Let me ask you a question. You can follow the objection with a question. That's a great way to help it. Or the feel, felt, found. Everybody understands feel, felt, found. If you don't get that, you've got to build that in your rapport and make sure it's absolutely part of who you are. I know exactly. I get it. You don't have time. Hey, I know exactly how you feel because when I first looked at that, I felt the same way. But you know what? After I got involved with Manatech and I started doing this business on a part-time basis, wow, I started producing income that allowed me to eventually get rid of my other job I had because it took over that. And now I have more freedom than I ever thought was possible in running my life. Got it? Feel, felt, found. So you can approach it that way. So the important thing is when people say, I don't have the time, sometimes I like to suggest, wow, I get that. I said, so are you going to have any more time a year from now or 2 years from now or 5 years from now? See, sometimes I like to have people feel the pain that if they don't choose to do something different, they're going to stay stuck for a long time. And if they're already sad about not having time, what's going to give them time a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now? Not much, right? Because they're not thinking about change or doing something different. And I'm going, that's one of the main reasons why I love supporting people and getting involved in this industry and this business. Because down the road, as you start, you know, putting in part-time with this, a few hours a week, all of a sudden you're going to see, wow, this comes natural. It's part of my lifestyle. I can do this on my time. And then all of a sudden with the production of the income, all of a sudden you can free yourself up from other things that you might be required to do because you don't have the income to allow you to do these other choices. Does that make some sense? And so you would tie it into exactly what they're going through and just, you know, what today is going to give them more time. So where do you see this changing? Exactly. This opportunity you have for them may be the only thing that gives them an opportunity for this to change on more time. I don't have the money. Of course, the same thing applies with that. What if I can show you a way after 3 to 4 months that you can be earning $500 to $1,000 extra dollars on a monthly basis? Would that make a difference in your life? So what do you have today that could potentially do that for you? And Manitech has 100% money-back guarantee, so if it doesn't work for you, are you going to be out-of-pocket money? Not really. Not really. It's kind of the no-risk solution for people from a financial perspective as well. So I don't have the money. How are you going to resolve that? This is the answer to prayer. This could be the answer to prayer. You don't ever want to demand it on it. This could be your answer to prayer. Let's do this. It's a solution. Look at it as a solution versus a restriction. So, because I know everybody in the world, how can people start in Manitech to do the business? Do they have to come up with $500? No. You can come up with $49, buy the Nutriveris, you're an associate. Now run with the business. It's tough to get people signed up as all-stars when you come in as a 49er, but you don't need any all-stars in your business to become a national director except yourself, right? You have to be an all-star to be a national. But other than that, you don't ever have to sign up an all-star associate. So, you know, sign up people at 49 and 169 and get them in at whatever level because understand consumers are your diamonds. I have people with me today that started with me the same time I started, and they're still buying the products. That's the diamonds, right? That was the people, and that's, you know, Mary Jo, she's been around a long time, 19, 20 years or so. I don't know exactly if I'm on my 20th yet. I guess next year might make it my 20th. Yeah, next year makes my 20th. Wow, we're going to have a 20th year anniversary. So great, and people have been around longer than I have, but the idea is that it's in tremendous to get consumers in your organization, so fall in love with the consumers as well. I don't think I can do it, right? And when people say, I don't think I can do it, what's important to emphasize for them? That it's not up to you. We have a support team. We have this great step-by-step proven path for success. We have tremendous trainings and support materials and calls that you can get on that will support every aspect of this business and help lead, guide, direct you on how to be successful. Get it? Have those answers down so that you can help people answer that for themselves. Because really, the number one thing people have the most problem with in terms of belief is believing in themselves, right? And most people, it's, you know, out there today, probably, I shouldn't say most people, I don't know what the statistic is, but, you know, a lot of people you come across have already tried network marketing before. It's why they say no so fast to you. I mean, you sometimes wonder, I didn't even get to tell them anything, and they said no. And I, you know, my suggestion is they probably were in Amway, or they might have been in Juice Plus, or they might have been in, you know, some network marketing company that may have, you know, treated them poorly. An upline that wasn't really about them, was all about themselves. And those kind of experiences turn you off to network marketing. But that's not what this model is. I believe this model is a model of love and sharing and transforming lives. And, you know, maybe you got around the wrong people, or you got associated, because there are a lot of wrong people out there today, you know, that we keep praying for every day. But we've had problems. But the issue is we focus on solution. So, and network marketing presents a huge opportunity for people to transform lives. So be clear. Objection, closing cycle. They built a cycle kind of like a circle. I kind of like it. You hear the objection. You respond to it. Does that answer your question? Clarify to make sure that they get what you just said. Listen for the answer. And then attempt closing. Because once you overcome objections, what are they ready to do? Close. But you got to overcome the objection. Become, for me, I love objections. I mean, in a real world, would I love to walk down the street and have everybody come up to me and say, Mary Jo, I saw you on Facebook. Are you the Mary Jo Hilliker I saw? And I go, yeah. Well, I see that you have this passion to help serve people. What is your business? And I tell them, and they go, where do I sign up? Can I join? Wouldn't that be neat if 10 people did that with you every day? Well, you know what? You can have 10 people do that every day, but you've got to go out and meet them and do all the formative steps so that they say, I want to join your business. If you don't put yourself in a position, because they're not going to just unilaterally walk up to you. So how do I put in my position to get 10 yeses a day? We see a lot of people. And you don't need to do that to get the presidential. You just need to build your business the pace you want to build it, and it'll grow for you if you commit to it, you're disciplined, structured, and you do what it takes day in, day out, day in. The daily activities, high-leverage activities, are crucial. So we know how to do that. So what are the attempt close questions? Number one, have you already decided at what level you want to get started? So after you respond to the objection, you just say, okay, so have you already, because you already said, does that answer your question? And you listen for their answer, and you go, great. Have you decided now at what level you'd like to get started? That's kind of like Mary Jo up above when I said, let's get started, you know, between the 169 pack or the 499, have you decided how you'd like to step into this business? Yep. And again, that's for the business builders. If somebody's just a product user, it's usually the 169 or whatever products I've outlined for them that I'd really like them to take, with their understanding that there's a catalog, they can go through it and decide how they'd like to pick and choose what they would like. So anyway, so it's, have you already decided what level to get started? Do you have any more questions? Always answer the questions, but we've already done that up above, right? Does that answer your question? Attempt to close. Do you have any other questions, right? Great. When do you want to get started? Back to the same language after the objection that we saw up above on the fortune and the follow-up. When do you want to get started? Or Mary Jo's comment about let's get started. Let's get started. Why do I like so much let's get started? Because it sounds like I'm getting started with them. I want them to understand team, that it's us together. So let's get started sounds like I'm in it with them. Does that make sense to you? There's a purpose for every word. When you get purposeful with your words, you'll see your effectiveness go up. Basic questions you must get good at answering. Can you tell me a little more? And if somebody asks me, well, can you just tell me a little bit more? And I'll go, sure, what aspect of the business or the products would you like to learn more about? I want to be clear, because I don't want to just have, you know, unlimited babble come out of my mouth. I want to answer what they're looking for. That's what's going to help close them. And you can probably relate some of this to your own life. Sometimes when people ask you questions, you get into this unlimited babble state, and you find yourself just tongue-tied, and you're going in so many directions, you even get confused on what you should say next. Don't let that happen. Be concise, but you can't be concise unless you know what they're looking for. So pursue what they're looking for. What kind of company is it? Oh, I love that question. What kind of company is Manatech? I loved it. If you guys don't have my Why Manatech list, it's invaluable. And it's not because of Mary Jo. I just took a bunch of statistics and I put it on a list and I said, wow, this is what makes Manatech. I love telling people, you know, this is, I love this company. I said the company's all in the wellness industry, as we've already talked about, but do you know they have the most scientifically validated nutritional products in the marketplace? I mean, they have 117 patents. They have, you know, 17, you know, peer-reviewed studies, all published in peer-reviewed journals, clinical studies, 13 of which are double-blind placebo. I mean, the science behind their products is unquestioned, and the integrity of how they build their products is the best I've seen in the industry. That's the kind of company Manatech is. It stands in the quality and integrity of its science and products. That's what I'm, right? Fun. But you have to, those responses, does that just come off the tip of your tongue when you're talking to people? Wow. Make it happen. What is it that you do? Oh, that's a favorite question. Some people said, we kind of went over that a little bit this weekend. When you do a training, that's one of the questions. You better have that down because people ask you that question. And we had a gal, here's an answer that somebody gave who's having knockdown drag out. The shift in one of my downline's lives out in the Lubbock area has been remarkable. And she's just really getting it because she's just released herself to be free from stuff and just be have fun with it and joy. And making herself in a way, she goes, she says, Mary Jo, you asked me the question, how many people do you talk to every day to do that? And when have you started doing that? And she looked at me like, it was kind of crazy. She realized that wasn't what she was doing, but she also shifted in her language. And one of the languages that she's using today is she said, you know, somebody asked her, so what is it that you do? And she goes, well, part-time, I help people with health and wellness, and I'm also a homeschooling mom. And it's remarkable. She did this in a grocery store line, and the woman came in as an all-star within 5 days. I mean, she just uses simple, we don't have to be King Kong, simple language that tells it like it is. I have a business that helps people with a part-time. And notice she said part-time. So why would she say part-time? Well, obviously she's not lying. She's a very honest person, so that's what she does. But she says, I do a part-time business. It also opens up the opportunity for anyone else to say, wow, I could do that part-time. Notice part-time could be an hour a day. So it allows people, I could do that. I do a part-time business that helps people with health and wellness. And now the person, you've covered everything, people who are looking for a business or people that are looking for health and wellness issues or a combination of both, right? So languaging, everything. Know how you're going to respond to what you do. And you're not going to say, I'm a Manatech independent associate doing network marketing. Why wouldn't you say that? Because they don't know who Manatech is. And the minute they hear that you're in network marketing, you're going to get a rejection from some people who just have a preconception about network marketing. Give yourself a chance to overcome that objection instead of losing people before you even get your foot in the door. So it shouldn't be in your immediate response. And I know some of you get hard-headed and go, well, if they don't like network marketing, blah, 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 blah. And I go, wow, do you know how many people I got involved in Manatech that, quote-unquote, didn't see network marketing as a real alternative, never saw the possibilities, got, you know, pushed around in another company, were never going to get involved again. And you know what? Their national directors making $1,000 or executive directors making, you know, thousands of dollars a month today. Because one experience doesn't define network marketing, nor does it define their capacity to do it, right? And that's another great language to have for people to say, oh, I failed at it before, and you go, wow. Those kind of experiences don't define you. It's just more definitionally. And I ask them, why do they think they failed? And that's a great question, because if I'm going to help them be proficient at this one, I want to know where they saw their shortcomings, and I want them to analyze that so they don't carry the belief system, I can't be good at this, forward. Because now they can pinpoint why it happened and they can improve on the categories or areas where they realized they weren't good. Follow? You have solutions right there, right? Is this network marketing? Is this one of those pyramid schemes? You have to have both answers. And it was really funny because this gal, of course, is true because people who are proficient in the business get it, but she had the exact same response I give to pyramid things. But that's, you know, and what do I say when somebody asks me, is this one of those pyramid things? The first thing I say, would you please define that for me? Exactly what do you mean by a pyramid scheme? I want the definition first because I don't know how they're defining it. pyramid schemes are used in a lot of different things, but, you know, I've got to find out where they're coming from. Is this MLM or network marketing? And I have my response to that. You guys have all heard that. My favorite response is absolutely. And you know what? After understanding it, I don't want anything else. And here's why. After getting to, you know, to do it for a period of time, after my first couple of years, I wouldn't want to be doing anything else. And here's why. And you got to make sure you have the why. And a lot of you know my why. I talk about the most economical method of distribution of products in the industry today. I mean, it's the most economical. Why don't I want to be the most economic, most proficient? I want to be tied to the most proficient. There's no middlemen, right? Other people sell their stuff at retail outlets. They mark it up 200% by the time you buy it. That's not what happens here. There's just the company and the two of us as connectors. That's it. I connect with you. You want to buy the products. You don't have to pay for retail sales. You don't have to pay the upcharge at Gap or at, you know, Macy's. You're just buying direct from the company, and I'm the only connectiveness between the company and you. So how simple is that structure? And how much do we love to connect today? It's a connector business. Yeah. All right. So all of that's fun. And, again, here, same thing. You know, when you can use feel, felt, found, can you use that here in terms of these kind of questions? Yeah. And if they say, well, you know, I just don't like multi-level marketing companies, wow, I get it. You know, because a lot, if you've had experience, I couldn't say that because I never had any experience. I didn't even know what they were before I got involved in Manatech, because I got involved for Ambertos. But the idea that if you hear somebody say that, you can say, wow, hey, I know exactly how you feel. When I first heard about, you know, my first experience in network marketing was blah, 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 and this is what I did. But after I got involved with Manatech, my gosh, it has nothing to do with the model. It has everything to do with how they support you, the camaraderie, the family atmosphere, the quality of the products. You know, really, that's what it's about. And there are a lot of low-quality products that happen to be sold through network marketing, this model. But there are also a lot of low-quality products. Look at the grocery store shelves. Oh, my goodness, like 99.9%, right? Depending on which grocery store you go to. I'm talking to the average, not Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, but Albertsons, Kroger's. Wow, right? So we get it. Bad products everywhere. It's not just limited to network marketing companies by any means. All right, two-on-one meetings or three-way calling, those are critical. We know that's why are they so effective? Because it taps into your upline experience. I keep doing them. When I squawked last week because I said I'm not doing enough three-ways, so all of a sudden I had like four in the next 2 days, so that was terrific. I did a bunch of two-on-one meetings this weekend. On Friday, they had me scheduled 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you like that? That's like 9 hours straight, 9, 11, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, that's a lot, isn't it, people? But I did them 1 hour after hour. And then thank goodness it was Lubbock so we can get anywhere in 10 minutes. But it was like great to be able to do that. And what a wonderful blessing to be able to get people back on products, restarted, new people signed up, new all-stars, new people feeling they can do it, they can do fat flush, whatever it was, the meeting was, it was terrific. So, you know, you tap into your upline, and they don't have to be Mary Jo. You can look at, well, I don't have Mary Jo. You don't need Mary Jo. You need just somebody that knows more than you do. Bring somebody that can edify you, go through the ring. And I left some millionaire edification formula in the outline today. So review that, and you'll be happy to see how that works for you as well, because it's important to edify. Edification is a great – that's why two-on-one and three-way calls are really awesome, because what happens is you as the downline get to edify the person on the call. You can say, hey, we're so lucky to have Jane on the phone call today. She's a very busy lady. I caught her between meetings. I'm not suggesting you use this language unless it's truth. You know, network marketing, a lot of times they get languaging out there, and I think these guys teaching this probably are in that same trap. But to me, it's a trap. I can't use false language. But is your upline busy? Yeah, she's a very busy person. We're so fortunate to catch her today, right? You don't have to say in between meetings unless it's absolutely honest, right? And then you talk about how successful she is, because that builds credibility with the person. You know, you can talk, but you can't say, oh, Mary Jo, she's so successful. She's a silver presidential with Manatech, blah, blah, blah. Because they don't know what silver presidential means, right? So be smart here with language that might make sense. She's one of the 200 people that has received over $1 million already in compensation from Manitowoc. She's building a great team, has supported hundreds of people to create an income with Manitowoc. You get it? And that just edification. And if you know other things about them, and you know what? The number one award out there that people appreciate the most is what we call the Giving Spirit Award. It's the people that give the most to other people out above and beyond their own organization, to give to Manitowoc, give to Crossline, everything. Those people earn what we call the Giving Spirit Award. And she won that. There's only one person that wins that in every year in North America, and she won that. You know, something like that. So that's edification, because Mary Jo doesn't need to hear that. That's not about me. It's about your prospect. So now your prospect has just increased the credibility. It increases the credibility of the person they're about to hear from. Okay? So that's great. And then I get to come back and edify as the upline. I get to edify the person. I go, oh, John, you are so lucky to have Sarah, who's the one who approached you with this business opportunity. I mean, she's one of the dynamos in the industry today. She's just growing so fast and so eager to learn. And, you know, she's got goals, man. I mean, you better get your running shoes on if you're jumping in with her. You know, how much fun is that? Those kind of comments to make that happen. All right. And then fortunes in the follow-up. Of course, we know that. It's always follow-up, follow-up, follow-up. And I never understand people who tell me they can't follow up or they don't follow up. Makes no sense. A lot of wasted time. So, no, not right now. Most people need 3 to 8 invites to decide. That's just true. That's why we have a meeting, book a meeting, have a meeting, book a meeting, have a meeting, book a meeting. So if they're not ready to get signed up, you go, great, well, listen, we have a Tuesday night meeting coming up. Can you come there? Or, super, listen, my dear friend, who's one of my coach and leaders in the organization, is in town on Tuesday. Can we grab a bite for lunch together? And that'll give you more information. Or you can say, okay, so what questions do you have that I could help you answer, right? And then you could provide them for more materials. You don't say, do you need more information? That's not, never ask that question. That's delaying closing. You ask for closing first. After they say they're not ready, you could say, what would it cause you, or what is there that would help you make a more informed decision? What could I get for you that would help you make a more informed decision? That's what I like to use, okay? But you build language in that so you know how to ask that question, and then move forward on that. If there's not an event coming up in the next 3 to 5 days, then do that. But don't say, oh, wow, we have our next Tuesday night live is coming up, and that's 3 weeks away. You don't want to let them sit for 3 weeks, right? You want to be in touch with them, in connection. Every 2 to 3 days, you want to be in contact with them. So keep in touch, ham, bam. Consistency and persistency is a must. It pays off. Okay, now we're going to go into week 4, which is a little shorter. Isn't that good news since we only have 10 minutes left or 5 minutes left? Okay, week 4 was running and promoting events, and events are really one of the most important, I mean, they're critical for our business. They're the center of our business. So that applies to all events. Our Dallas event we had here 2 Saturdays ago was critical. We had almost, I guess they came up with numbers around 75 total people in the room. That's great. Could we have 750? That's where we need to, that's what we have to visualize. Of course, we couldn't do it at Manitowoc, but we'd do it somewhere else. But visualize that. And it was just a regional they put together in 2 week time because it was about the essential oils for the most part. So cool. But events are critical. What's our next big event coming up? Manifest. Critical for your business. The pillars of the events is, number one, belonging. You get to go there and you get it. You're not alone. There are thousands of people that love this business, are hanging out with you and love doing it and just recharge, motivating you. You get to recharge your battery, right? That's what I love about Manifest. It just gets, it's almost like by the time Manifest is over, I'm just totally exhausted because you've given every ounce of every energy you had. Leverage. How do you get leverage at Manifest? Because you got a zillion upline people or crossline leaders around presidential directors. You want to introduce your brand new people to presidential directors. You want to get them to interact with them, to see what they look like, taste like, feel like. So it builds credibility. It takes leverage because you can have what? You can have five or ten of your guests meet these incredible personalities instead of doing a one-on-one with them. So there's leverage involved here. Massive contact all at one time in one event. You know, that's called leverage. And you learn, of course, we have tons of education that goes on in every event, so you earn as you learn, right? That's a duplicate. You take and duplicate when you leave. Your guests will duplicate you. When you bring new people along, they'll start duping you. Validation, extreme validation. You have the science people out there, amazing success stories from stage, new presidentials, building belief. It never fails to amaze me how many people walk across stage acknowledged as new presidentials, and one of the first things they point out is they go, I remember when I was sitting out there 5 years ago watching the presidential parade going, I'm going to be up there. I mean, it's amazing. It's the event that triggered their goal, that made it be real to them, and then they went back home and they made it happen. So that's the greatness of events. Greatness of events. Engaged live is 100 times better than a video or audio, so because it causes you to be engaged. Events will grow your business. If you look around and you look at top leaders in Manatech, don't you always see them at Manifest? Don't you always see them at the super regionals? They always show up. Why do they always show up? Because they know it's a vehicle to grow their business. It creates a culture of attending events, social proof that the business is growing. It creates momentum for people. So it's critical. Now, they talk about, you know, again, running and promoting events. The event that these two guys from Australia who just catapulted to success, they believe in home meetings. And you may want to do them or not. You can do other opportunities out there. There's private business receptions you can do. You can do private conference calls, whatever it is. But they started off doing them every night at their home. And it didn't matter if they only had one person show up. And most of the time in their first 5-10 meetings, sometimes they had no one show up. But they scheduled one every night in their home. They went out and invited people. It forced them to go out and invite because they were having a reception at their house. So if they didn't go out and invite, guess what? They were creating disaster without even starting. So if you start doing that, guess what can happen? Wow. Well, I know you have a spouse. I started thinking about doing that every night in my house, and I thought, uh-oh, Hugh, I got to worry about that. So I have to think about it a little differently. But is there a place or some way you could do, like, every single night or 3 nights a week or 2 nights a week? They built a little chart, and they just showed the exponential growth in the business caused by just doing it twice a week versus once a week. Because if you do it once a week and you bring on one new person comes, and then the next week they bring a friend, that's two. Then the next week those two bring a friend, that's four. But if you do it 2 nights a week, now instead of four in week three, you're going to have 16. And in week five, instead of 16 people, one meeting a week, you're going to have, ready for this multiplication based on doing two a week? The multiplying effect in week five, if you're doing two meetings a week in your home or wherever you choose, you'll have 256 people versus 16 because of the multiplication. Understand the power of multiplication. That's why you don't just go out and, oh, I'm doing one a week, that's good. Well, I'm not saying it's bad. It's great if you're doing one a week. But what if you did two a week? Look at the difference that you'd be generating. Isn't that awesome? And that same multiplication applies to how many Starbucks one-on-ones are you doing every day? How many? That's why people who start doing this every single day, 5 new contacts a day, that's why we have high leverage activities, because the more you do them, the multiplication kicks in, and all of a sudden you create monstrous momentum, right? And then 9 keys to the MLA event etiquette. You only get one chance to make first impression, so be great. Dress smart and smile and, you know, everything, positive attitude, dress smart, welcome your guests, introduce them to upline before and after presentations, always be on time. Boy, that's a home run ball for some of you guys. Have sign-up forms ready. Be prepared. In other words, keep your phone off during meetings because you look like other things are more important. I hate it, and I see it all the time where people are meeting and they pull out their cell phone to look at what a baseball score is or what this is. It's anathema to me. It's just the worst because all you're doing is telling the people they're unimportant. You're announcing to them how unimportant they are. My husband hates it when I take my cell phone out in the car in the front seat with him because he just goes, you're just telling me how unimportant I am. Why do I need to be distracted? Well, when it's quiet or he wants to listen to something on the radio, then I don't have a problem because he's entertained. But if it's quiet and it's just the two of us, then why do I need to be distracted? Because it's an addiction, isn't it? People get addicted to their little hand gadgets today. and how inappropriate it is from a social perspective. So keep in mind on that. Have an event cycle. Home meetings lead into weekly biz ops, lead into monthly events, lead into quarterly events. And we've seen this time and time again in Manatech. Build that cycle, build that cycle, build that cycle. Five keys to any presentation. This is common basic sense for you guys, so I can go over it with you, but you can read it as well. Company, products, compensation, and rewards program. A system of support, right? You got to really hammer that one. And then timing of the opportunity, how to get started. All of those things have to be keys to your presentation, right? Keys to the presentation. You got to cover those points. And then focus on attendance at events. You always want to, you know, everybody in your organization should set goals. How many people are you going to, not just you, you can look at, okay, how many of my people am I going to have at Manifest? I want you to make that stake in the ground right here on this call today to say, how many people am I going to be at Manifest? That's your first question. And that answer should be yes. If you're on my call, you should be at Manifest because you're committed to building your business by being on this call. Secondly, how many people are you committed to bringing from your organization? And you go, well, Mary Jo, I think I get five. And I go, okay, here's your next step. You ready? Everybody ready? Here's a drum roll. Go to the five people and see how many they're committed to bringing. Because then you got five, but because of your energy around this, they make commitments to bring people to Manifest as well. Because you lead, first and foremost, by example. So are you going to be there? Yes. How many are you committed to bringing from your organization? 2, 1, great. 5, 100, whatever it is. Number 3, approach all those people, get them psyched, and say, what's your commitment? Because this is your fastest way to grow your business. And get them to commit to 1 or 2. See what happens. Okay? That's my close. Okay, everybody, great. Talk to you next week. Hope you enjoyed the call today. Trigger some good information for you. If you're interested in private business, I had somebody ask about private business briefings or the private conference call. It's called a private conference call regarding kicking off your business. There's a great book out there called Building an Empire by Brian Carruthers. He's one of the great ones in network marketing. I think he's with Legal Shield. Yes, I believe that's right. But that's how he grew his business to be a multi-millionaire. He's one of the top people now in Legal Shield. And he didn't get in on ground floor. So anyway, great. All right, you guys, love you all. Have a super week, and we'll be back on again next Monday. Bye, everybody.